AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A young girl being freed from a collapsed building in Idlib, but hope for more survivors is dwindling. The confirmed death toll in Syria and Turkey from the 7.8 magnitude quake was approaching 12,000 Wednesday. But with thousands of buildings destroyed, it's not clear how many people might still be in the rubble. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is seeking more Western support in surprise visits to Britain and France, pushing the UK Parliament for fighter jets.
Modern planes to empower and protect pilots who will be protecting us.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says nothing is off the table. The Pentagon says the Chinese balloon shot down off the Carolina coast was part of a large surveillance program. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says four other balloons have traveled into U.S. airspace.
The subsequent intelligence analysis did enable us to indicate that these were Chinese balloons.
From Memphis, newly released documents show the officer who pulled Tyree Nichols from his car before police fatally beat him never explained why he was being stopped. Lisa Dwyer has more.
Emerging reports from Memphis residents suggest that that was common. The Memphis Police Department blasted Demetrius Haley and four other officers as blatantly unprofessional and asked that they be stripped of the ability to work as police for their role in the January 7th beating. That according to documents released by the Tennessee Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission.
In Ohio,
it is now safe to be in the evacuation area.
In sound from WYTV, East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drabick says air and water samples in the evacuation zone around the derailed train that was carrying toxic chemicals have tested normal.
The evacuation order is now lifted.
Will Mason Shields and Anna Jurek go back?
Not by choice. I think we've been talking about moving somewhere different because it's just, I don't want to risk it.
This is AP News. More on the Chinese balloon, it's heightened fears about foreign entities owning land in the U.S. Rita Foley has this story.
Should we roll out the welcome mat or shut the door to a possible threat? In Congress and state houses, the Chinese balloon's journey across the U.S. added traction to concerns about foreign land ownership. Senator John Tester, a Montana Democrat, is sponsoring legislation to include agriculture as a factor in national security decisions allowing foreign real estate investments. In his words, "We don't want folks from China owning our farmland. It goes against food security and it goes against national security." At least 11 state legislatures are considering measures to address the concern. That includes Montana and North Dakota, where the U.S. Air Force recently warned that a corn mill proposed near a military base by a Chinese company's American subsidiary would risk national security. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.